As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, here we go. It's 8 past the hour, 12. I left my headphones in the car. These sound very different. They sound like I'm on smooth jazz. Hey, everybody. Spyro Gyro coming your way. What would be my jazz name? God, these are really very different sounding. I mean, they're right out there. Should I just take the phone and walk out there? Should I call in?
Might be good.
As I walk out there? I think I can. Do you want to do the weather at the bottom of the hour, and then I can go grab them?
Not really.
No? Is that allowed in the union contract?
No, that's exactly right. It's not, but I think you need to do your job. That's what I think.
That's on me.
I think you're enjoying the headphones right now. Why even get the old one?
Mm-mm-mm-mm. I prefer the others.
You don't want to be smooth Chad?
Do we have a smooth jazz station in town?
If we do, it must be a tiny one, because I don't know of one.
I don't think so.
Ever since 100.3 flipped back in 2005,
is 6. That what they were?
Yeah, it was smooth jazz before it flipped to K-Talk.
Yeah. And oh, then, 107, right? Isn't my talk on 107?
No. I wasn't talking.
Oh, you're talking a different one. Yes. Over there in the Hubbard Empire.
No, I was talking about
The Hubbard Empire.
The what's now the iHeart Empire. It was 100.3. It was the FM talker.
But we had a separate smooth jazz station from that one, too, before.
Yeah.
Our guy Dan Seaman ran that one. Was that before then iHeart jumped into it, too? Did we have two smooth jazz stations in this town?
I'm talking about the iHeart, formerly Clear Channel
station. I know, but we had a smooth jazz station before the iHeart one.
I don't know, maybe.
Yeah. If we had two, it seems like we should have one now, right?
What do we have here? What was 102.9?
No, we had light.
That was light. Was that smooth jazz?
No,
rock?
Mm-mm.
Yacht rock kind of stuff?
Yeah, light, but not smooth jazz. See, we don't get inner ball. Like, you're right. That seems like it, but then the Brad Lanes of the world be like, get out of here.
I wasn't get a regular listener. I got to be honest. Yeah,
well, thanks a lot. You cost some people, Spyro Gyro and whatever else. That's all I've got right now.
I think the folks at the Wolf can thank me. They wouldn't be howling if we were still light over there.
Look at the staff over there. Are they in there yet? Or are they not in there yet?
No, they're back in there.
They're back in there
in their home studio now.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. We're all back in our home studios. Tim Walz really, 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 really wants to be the mix, doesn't he? He really wants to be in the presidential mix. He's in South Carolina. And are there two Tim Walzes now? Is there Minnesota Tim Walz and then there's on the road Tim Walz? Because here, when he's in town, he's more reserved.
Mm-hmm.
He seemingly, like We had a soundbite last week where he talked about if they reach a deal. By the way, they were going to reach a deal last week. It was a done deal. They still don't have a deal yet.
It's coming along.
Yeah, that's okay. Okay, let's see. He said this might be what he's most proud of. Okay. He wasn't most proud of when they had the trifecta. He's more proud of this because we're getting contributions.
Yeah, a trifecta is easy.
So, like, here he's, let's work together.
He's bridge builder Walls.
Yeah. Out on the road, he's crazy enthusiastic Coach Walls.
Coach Walls. As Fox News correspondent called him, Jazz Hands.
Jazz Hands Walls.
It's pretty good.
But you're with me, right? We rarely see that sort of over-the-top Tim Walls in this state.
When he jumped into the campaign with Harris, who is this guy?
Exactly. You know, they're weird. The fact that he's two different people's a little atypical, to say the least. So he's in South Carolina because does he think the election is this fall?
It's coming up.
I mean, it's coming up in 2028. But that's how races are now.
Yeah, it's around the corner.
It's just coming up.
South Carolina, California, got to hit them.
Yeah. So here's Tim Walls on the present occupant and a man who thinks he's the permanent occupant of 1600 Pennsylvania Ave.
Maybe it's time for us to be a little meaner. Maybe it's time for us to be a little more fierce. We have to ferociously push back on this. And again, I'll speak to my teacher colleagues in here. The thing that bothers a teacher more than anything is to watch a bully, to watch this bully and to stop it. And when it's a child, you talk to them and you tell them why bullying's wrong. But when it's adult like Donald Trump, you bully the shit out of him back.
Think about that. I think we need to play that again. There's no chance Tim Walls, Minnesota's Tim Walls. You know, we've talked, who are the clones that we've talked about? We've talked Saddam Hussein.
Yep.
Melania.
Melania's got the double.
Is there anybody else that's got the double?
I think those are the big two, right?
Oh, no, we're going to get to one. Let's just go now. Trump suggested some bizarre Truth Social post, which apparently has been out there in some whack job conservative circles, where Biden, did he die or was he killed?
The word executed was used in 2020.
Joe Biden, the real Joe Biden, was executed in 2020, and then he was cloned, and that's who was the president for 4 years.
We got like the Dollar General clone.
Think about that.
The clone that after 2 years just...
Okay, which is the crazier? What's the crazier part of that story? That Joe Biden was executed, shot. We didn't know about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was cloned. We missed that. Or that the president of the United States of America, while he's in the middle of his job, which is kind of important, the most important job on the planet, is retweeting Joseph from Biloxi, Mississippi's weird, meth-related tweet that Joe Biden was killed and he's a clone. Yeah. And Donald sees that. He's got nothing else going. Nothing with Gaza. Nothing with Ukraine. Nothing with the big, beautiful bill. I know. I'll retweet that. Your guy.
I mean,
think about that.
Sitting in the restroom. He's got a minute or two.
He's got nothing
just
else on his
mind. Takes one little tap to hit the repost.
Yeah. It's crazy. Just absolutely. That's not possible in any way for any other president. I know it can't be retweeted to suggest from the, well, he's one. So for the 45 others to say, you know, that's not really my predecessor. That's his clone right there. So now we have Saddam, Melania, Joe Biden. And now, I don't know, we've got two Tim Walls. Because this, again, is Tim Walls in South Carolina trying to appeal to the left of his base to say, I'm your guy.
Maybe it's time for us to be a little meaner. Maybe it's time for us to be a little more fierce. We have to ferociously push back on this. And again, I'll speak to my teacher colleagues in here. The thing that bothers a teacher more than anything is to watch a bully, to watch this bully and to stop it. And when it's a child, you talk to them and you tell them why bullying's wrong. But when it's adult like Donald Trump, you bully the shit out of him back.
I'm trying to guess how many times I interviewed Congressman Tim Walz. 20 times maybe? I don't know. I don't recognize that guy. I don't. But like we were just talking off air when Adam was here. Scott Jennings for years was on CNN. And he was more of a, because he worked with McConnell, more of a traditional Trump or Republican before MAGA. And he did that during Trump's first term, did that during Biden. But somewhere about the last year of Biden's term, he just flipped over to true MAGA. And it's worked out great for him. He's appearing on stage with Trump. He's got a book out that's going to sell. So Walz has been conditioned, don't be the guy, the congressman. I'm not even sure he's the guy he's here. Because here, even though they ran the table, he still, if you were around him, was kind of friendly, Tim Walz. Here is we should bully the S word out of Donald Trump. You know me, big supporter of Donald Trump. But he's decided this is his lane to gain traction. Is it smart? Let's pause on that. Do you think, realistically, Tim Walz has a chance to get in the mix? I will say close circuit to two top politicos, Blois Olson and Tom Hauser. A couple years ago on this show when I started saying he's attempting to get in the national mix, those two experts dismissed me. Now, I am not in any way suggesting I thought he would be the vice presidential nominee. No, not at all. But he was even making inroads on this 2-3 years ago. And so he's thought this, but realistically, we know it's when you are the VP for a party that loses a race, you're not really in the mix normally, are you, Dave?
Not normally.
And, you know, I think he started very nervous in that debate, but the rest of the debate, he was fine. I don't know. What did you think of his performance as the VP nominee? Average?
Yeah, he was obviously very enthusiastic. He brought that. He brought some energy, certainly early on.
Yeah.
I mean, once they got into the convention, people loved Tim Walz at that point. Debate, you're right. He started very slow, picked up, and was better the second half of that debate. But
yeah. And it was like most VPs just in the background.
Yeah, exactly. But he can also say, look, most losing VPs don't get in the mix next time around. But my situation was extremely different. Not only Harris starting late, but then me starting even later. So can he be in the mix? I think absolutely he can be in the mix. Whether that means,
well, I saw our guy,
the final few.
Our guy Aaron Blake ranked the top 12 Democrats for 2028. I think he was 11th. He was either 11th or 12th.
That's where he was with the Harris rankings too.
Yeah,
look who won that one, baby.
Yeah, kinda.
It's where he wants to be.
I don't know if he won it completely because you still have to win the race.
He's playing possum.
Yeah, it's you know what it is? It's a marathon.
That's right.
Not a sprint.
It ain't no sprint.
Okay. Is this the right approach for Walz? And do you realistically think he has any chance to win the nomination? Because he's trying. Is he running for governor? Sure sounds like it. Is he going to win the governor's race in his mind, all the while taking the temperature to see if he's in the presidential mix? Would he do both? I think he thinks he could. Right? Because then he gets on the presidential trail and says, all they do is win. I won 3 times in Minnesota. It's a state that we have to maintain, and I can also play in South Carolina. Realistically, do you think Tim Walz can be in the mix in 28? What do you think of his approach where he's very different once he leaves the state? And he likes to leave the state and give these speeches. That is very clear. 651-461-9226.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Okay, I was fairly confident that you were going with fires today. That in honor of the Canadian fires back, we're going to get to that later.
It was in the mix. I had a lot of ideas.
On who from Canada is exactly managing these fires. Okay, that's 235. Who do we think is failing as the Canadian fire expert?
Clearly, they don't have Smokey Bear up there.
No, they do not. If they want to be our 51st state, this isn't going to work. This is not.
It's going to be every summer in Minnesota for eternity, right?
Oh, great. Okay, so well done the list of my favorite Paul McCartney songs.
No, it's specifically a Wings song. Let's get it straight. That's very important.
It is, but okay.
No, it's very
give
important
me the,
today.
Give me, okay. Give me the three other members of Wings.
Linda.
Yeah, that's it, right? That's all I have too.
Ringo.
Bono. Elvis. Okay, so Wings. Mm-hmm. Wings tied to, I'm trying to think what's going on tied to Wings right now. Is Eagle Cam back? Do we have someone else invading Cam?
No, you're way off.
Okay.
You're way off. Yeah. So I had ideas today. Smoke was an idea. Graduations was an idea. Going back to the office in honor of our state workers was an idea. And then somebody stepped in my lane.
Mm.
Dan Cook jumped into my lane. And
well,
I
there's
will
been
say,
a lot of jumping in the lane. I mean, the 9 to noon show basically took two of our regular bits today.
I will say I appreciate it this time. I don't usually appreciate it, as you know, but this time he gave a proper merge. He signaled there was plenty of room,
right?
And it was a very good merge because he notified me that today, frankly, it's a day that I celebrate, as you know, 365 days a year. But on June 2nd, the rest of the country celebrates with me National Rotisserie Chicken Day.
God.
So we have songs and artists dedicated to chickens and chicken parts, hence Wings. You're welcome.
Rotisserie chicken. Let's give a little preview of overrated, underrated, properly rated.
Had some cut up on
That's
a salad today.
Is the most overrated food on the planet.
That's an absolute absurd, bonkers statement.
How you get 47 meals out of it. Apparently, you give your child like a saliva dropping from not even any meat. You know, she gets to put her tongue on there. There you go. There's dinner.
Baby number two had a whole chicken leg. Chicken on a bone, as she calls it in her lunch today.
Rotisserie chicken. End it. Put a tariff. How about this? Somebody's saying, can Trump put tariffs on the Canadian wildfires? Excellent text. Let's put tariffs on the rotisserie chickens. Get rid of them. Tammy Walls, does he have a chance? Texture. And a lot of this probably just be divided by people who like him and don't.
Of course.
Right? I mean, we can't even be objective at all anyways. You know, I don't really agree with his politics, but I could see it working. Or, you know, he's my guy here, but no. Nationally, no, we can't do that. I don't think so. His dopey shtick might work with Midwest sensibilities. I don't think it lands well on the coast. Well, it's more, in theory, middle America, right? The coast, you still have the lefties, like New York.
Yeah.
Vermont.
Mostly know where they're going.
California, Washington, Oregon. He plays fine there. How does he play in the swing states? Right? And he's pushing back at the swing states. That was part of his comment. We're going to fight everywhere. Oh, yeah. Spend a lot of time in Arkansas. Spend a lot of time in Mississippi. No, that sounds good. And if we ever go to just pure votes, sure. But really, what the Democrats should do, and should we go to the polling numbers right now? Let's go to a few polling numbers that are just an absolute disaster for Democrats. Do you think, as a political consultant, Dave Harrigan, do you think the Democrats should be fighting in every red county? That's really the way to go?
No. No. Go where you have a chance.
Democrats and Republicans ask, would you describe your own party as strong leaders, Democrats? 32%, their own members of their own party. Do we have strong leaders? 32% say yes.
It's not great.
Republicans, 82%. Get things done. Democrats on their own party, 41%. Republicans, 77%. Would describe your party as a change agent. 45% of Democrats. This one surprised me, as low as it is for Republicans, 63%. Do they just think Trump's playing the hits? Is that the idea?
Probably, yeah. They probably think, why do we need change right now? We're just the party of let's just keep kicking butt.
Yep. Extremism. This is where delusion kicks in for both.
Yeah.
Democrats say, this is describing the party, 9%. Can't even make it up. Republicans, 16%. That's too low, too.
Yes.
They're both just way too low. And middle class, here's one of the big differences, too. Describe your party's middle class. Democrats, only 67%.
That's very surprising.
Only 67%. And how about Republicans? 71%. Because whether you like him or not, he's done a very good job, Trump, identifying with a number of people, middle class, who were capable before of voting for Obama. Right? He's not getting the AOC voters. But he was able to get people who potentially voted for Obama and Biden because he felt he somehow connected with them. I voted for Governor Walls, but elect him to step aside for governor president. It's time for a change. Let's see. Walls is a very viable presidential candidate. He alone gave Harris a huge boost. The only folks who think otherwise are on the extreme left who are often the loudest. Show me the signs that Tim Walls gave Kamala Harris a huge boost.
Still waiting.
I mean, is there any data on that in any way?
There was seemingly a boost initially, right?
Yeah.
But it certainly waned.
I would be worried how he would handle a major national crisis. Would he let it all burn down like Minneapolis? I've been a Wall supporter in the past. Reminded me in some ways of Dean Phillips. I've seen it not like the change of the past couple of years. More aggressive, more partisan, more negative pro-trip. You get which Walls you're hearing, whether or not he's wearing his glasses. That is so correct. That is 1,000% correct. Textures often nail it. Here, it's reserved. It's Professor Walls. Out there, it's defensive line coach Walls.
He's a teacher here. He's a coach on the road.
That is so good.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.